This week, the LA City Council threw its support behind a comprehensive plan to fix the city's aged, buckling, crumbling sidewalks. Some estimates show as many as half of the sidewalks in LA are in need of repairs. It's estimated that there are about 11,000 miles of sidewalks in the city. Under the proposal, the city will spend about $30 million a year for the next 3 decades to do initial repair work, and after that, future renovation costs will then be transferred back to property owners. But as KCRW's Frances Anderton tells us, it is a bit more complicated than just pouring more concrete, and she's host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
I say it's more complicated than concrete because they have myriad materials that they can use. It's not just pouring concrete anymore.
Well, I just spoke with the city engineer, actually, that's going to be essentially running this program, and he says they're actually very optimistic. They've got $1.4 billion to spend over a number of years, and they are looking at what the future can be. Our sidewalks have been, to date, mostly concrete plus ficus trees, or concrete plus trees, and we all know the ficus tree became the very popular one, which in turn has caused a lot of the problems that we're now facing. He says they're currently putting out a request for information from all sorts of suppliers. Probably some people are already familiar with, say, rubberized pavers. They might already have heard of permeable concrete. There's all sorts of materials that are out there. There's a lot of inventiveness going out there in the realm of materials. And the city's just going to be starting to sort of think about all this.
You're thinking about it. You say permeable sidewalks, Frances, and that means the water gets absorbed into the sidewalk itself. Does that mean the city wants to capture the water from rain?
Exactly. That is absolutely a goal, certainly on the part of urban planners and designers. There is a view that really now's the time to start integrating our sidewalks into something called complete streets, where the street does become indeed part of our water conservation infrastructure. It means that one doesn't just create a smooth sidewalk. One has a more holistic approach to redesigning the sidewalk.
And the city says it's going to spend $30 million a year. What are they talking about? Where do they start on this?
Well, they've already started addressing sidewalks around city property. They've already been cleaning up a lot of those sidewalks. They're going to continue with that process. They're going to be looking at, there's obviously private property, there are obviously businesses. Then there are areas that better street advocates will say are the most important areas, which is where you have the biggest concentration of people actually walking. So there's going to be a lot of assessment of where the priorities are. Now, homeowners are learning that if they get a jump on improving the sidewalk in front of their own property, they can get a 50% rebate. So that's going to be a piece of the thinking as well.
So there's some incentive going on as well. I wonder, Frances, if we're starting to rethink in the city, especially given all the problems that we've had with tree roots, are we thinking about not putting trees? Are we seeing a time in LA where we will have fewer trees?
No, absolutely not. We're thinking about a time when we might not have ficus trees.
So a particular type of tree.
There's a particular type of tree. As I understand it from Deborah Murphy, who's a big streets expert, she said the ficus trees were introduced when LA embarked on its own version of the City Beautiful movement. It was called LA Beautiful. You go back to the 1950s, ficus trees were picked because they were drought tolerant. And the city didn't want to have leaves falling off the trees. It was also not a deciduous tree. It was evergreen. So the ficus tree was chosen for its beautiful qualities. It was unanticipated what havoc ficus trees would play with the sidewalks, because the roots are very shallow and high up. They're not deep down. So those have caused a problem. And only cities that right at the start started trimming those tree roots along with trimming the canopy were able to control the breakup of the concrete caused by those ficus trees.
The design of walking on sidewalks in Southern California. Frances Anderton with today's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.